Okay, so.
Okay.
Two things. One is I have a revised finding, but also Mr. Packard pointed out during the break that under the statute, penalties under Section 13385 go to a different fund at the state board than penalties under 13350. So the prosecution staff's going to make a recommendation on how to allocate the $120 minus $94 that's going to the state board.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it to your attention that something we did not address in the order was the division of funds between the two accounts. The 13350 violations are statutorily required to go to the waste discharge permit fund, whereas the violations under 13385 go to the cleanup and abatement fund. Our recommendations are we want to prorate the remainder that doesn't go into the SEP?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can tell you what those are in a minute.
And we're in the process of calculating how that prorated would be broken down. Matt's in the process of figuring out what percentages those that would.
So your recommendation is that it's pro rata based on the maximum for everything?
Correct.
Right, and the way the numbers work out is that the 13385 violations are 4% of the maximum. Well, let me back up. It's 240,000 divided by 6.2 million. Let me back up. The difference of $120,000minus the SEP amount of $94,005 is $25,995. And we're proposing that 4% of that, or $1,040, go to cleanup and abatement.
Correct.
The cleanup and abatement account. And the remainder, which is $24,955, go to the waste discharge permit fund. Is that what that fund's called?
Yes.
Well, the only problem with that is I think we need to clarify the economic benefit then, because
the
total economic benefit is $28,000.
Okay. That was going to be my next thing. I wasn't quite sure what the board's increases were, or if they were related to a specific violation, or if they were the economic benefits from, say, the 13385 violation, then perhaps it should be weighted more in favor of the cleanup abatement fund.
So the economic benefit has to all go to the state?
No, under Section 13385, the minimum penalty is the economic benefit.
Why?
Or savings, and there's one 13385 violation. And we've determined that the overall economic benefit and savings was $28,000. So I think that the board could find that, since that's the economic benefit or savings for all of the violations, that the fact that, I'm going to have to say this more articulately in the order, but the fact that there's 26. Let's see. Do you have a suggestion?
I have to look at it. Is there's a problem with filter? Do we need to with a SEP? Can you use economic benefit money for the SEP under 13385? Or is the
SEP? Yes.
Okay. So we could make a finding that, because the remainder of 25,995 is below the economic benefit, that it's all towards the collection of the economic benefit for the 13385 violation. Is that what you were proposing?
No, actually, since 28,000 is the economic benefit or savings for all of the violations, that presumably not all of that is for the 13385 violation.
Why don't we Why don't we just do it that way, and if someone wants to appeal it, they can appeal it.
I think we can just add a finding that the amount of the overall ACL is more than the economic benefit or savings, and leave it at that, and just allocate it for purposes of the state board knowing what to do with the money when they get it.
Okay. Any other?
So 4% of the total is going to go to the cleanup and abatement account. 4% of the total amount that's being paid in cash.
Which is $1,040, yeah.
Okay. On finding 13, where at the last sentence says that detailed discussion of these factors is found in Administrative Civil Liability Complaint Number R3-2007-0015 and the staff report accompanying the order, I would add the board accepts this discussion, or the board accepts the discussion in the staff report as its findings, except as revised by the economic benefit finding in paragraph 12. However, based on these considerations, the board disagrees with the $95,000 recommendation in the complaint and finds that the appropriate administrative civil liability is $120,000. That's it.
Okay. Well, we don't have a vote yet.
That's the motion.
Okay. Any other? Do we have a second to it also? Right. Okay. Any other discussion to the motion?
I could have done that. Maybe. I know you're not.
Okay. Let's have roll call. Ms. Hewitt?
No.
Go ahead.
Monica Hunter?
Oh.
Yes. David Hodgson?
Yes.
Russell Jeffries?
Yes.
Jeffrey Young?
Yes.
Gary Shellcross?
No.
John Hayashi?
No.
Okay. Motion carries 4-2. And that concludes this item. Okay. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work converting traditional ag land into organic land. That's very commendable work you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.